Support for today's broadcast comes from Strategic Farm Marketing. Strategic Farm Marketing is now holding a series of risk management seminars throughout Illinois and Indiana. Information on seminar dates and locations is available at sfarmmarketing.com or 800-383-0046.
It's 8:50 and time for our first look at the commodity markets for this Tuesday morning with our pre-opening report. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good morning, everyone. Early calls for cash hog prices today are mostly steady on ideas that some packers need additional loads for near-term delivery to complete their night shift operations or for Wednesday's slaughtering schedules. But some weaker undertones also are expected as the day progresses. The terminals are called mostly steady with mixed undertones. Tops from $41.50 to $47.50. Peoria called steady to 50 cents higher today with a top price of $41.50. And the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report from Monday, February 5th. Negotiated swine purchases were $12,550 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $59.53 to $69. The weighted average, $62.59, a loss of $1.20 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $43.69 to $53. The weighted average, $50.42. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $11,484. The base price range, $54.50 to $67.25. The weighted average was $64.49, a gain of 18 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $45.07 to $53.50, and the weighted average was $50.70.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. And Mike, it appears that maybe tomorrow it might be a little tough to get hogs to market.
Well, Dave, we do have snow falling, and it will fall all the way from the eastern Dakotas across Minnesota, Iowa, and stretch all the way down towards the Ohio River, and even pushing south and east of there through the day today. And there will be accumulating snow with some locations picking up about 4 inches, anywhere between 2 and 5 is what computer models are pegging. Local amounts over 5 inches are expected, especially in southwestern Ohio, southeastern Indiana, and across northeastern Kentucky. But the moisture content of this snow is relatively low, so it will be blowing around. That could cause some problems. Winds are not expected to be especially strong, but it will probably cause some problems, especially in rural areas. So hogs may have a little trouble getting to the market over the next 24 hours. Temperatures will remain cold through the weekend with a little bit of a warming beginning on Sunday, and through highs through Saturday in the north will be mostly single digits and teens, while warming into the teens and 20s by the end of the weekend. Highs through Saturday in the south will be in the teens to 30s. A few 40s and 50s today in Kansas and Missouri, and even southern Illinois may get into the 40s. But it is a very temporary warm-up as the cold air will push back in, and highs to the south will be mostly in the 30s again towards the end of the week and into early next week. Low temperatures will continue to be in negative single digits across the northern half of Iowa and Wisconsin to the north and west from there. Lows elsewhere across the Midwest through the end of the work week will be in single digits and teens, with some 20s in southern Missouri and southern Kansas. By Monday night, it looks like lows will be in positive single digits and teens in the north and teens and 20s in the south. So the worst of the cold appears to be done, although we're not warming up a whole lot. And we do have a pretty good stretch of snow that will pile up to several inches in some areas, but it will be a relatively fluffy snow. Other transportation issues may start to come into concern as river ice will continue to build across the Illinois and through the middle Mississippi rivers this week, and most significant on the Illinois River. Barge traffic likely continuing this week, but some delays are possible. Other parts of the U.S. and the Delta and the Southeast, yesterday was mostly dry with high temperatures from the 30s to the 50s, with some 20s in the northernmost Delta and in Virginia. Low temperatures this morning were in the teens and 20s in the Southeast, with some 30s from Georgia into Mississippi. Isolated showers will occur today across the Delta and the Southeast, and then from tonight through Sunday across the Southeast. Most locations in the Delta will be dry, and areas that do not receive that do receive rain will see generally light amounts. Next significant storm system to cross the region looks to occur around February 12th through the 15th, with precipitation widespread, mostly rain, but some snow in northern areas. Heavy rain possible in portions of the Delta and the Southeast a little later on. The remainder of the second week of a two-week forecast will be mostly dry with occasional light showers. And high temperatures will be over the next several days in the Delta, mostly 30s to 50s in the north, some 60s by early next week. Outside the U.S., briefly looking at Brazil, they did have some scattered showers and thunderstorms across their growing area yesterday. In fact, about 85% of Brazil's growing area picked up some precipitation, mostly light precipitation with a few hundredths of an inch up to a half inch. And too much rain fell during the weekend in northern parts of Brazil to cause some flooding and stop early harvest activities in the Goiás and Mato Grosso regions. Both areas will continue to see rain periodically, but it should not be as heavy as that of the weekend, and that should lead to some improvements in the growing area. And Argentina, today's forecast has reduced the rainfall expected for Thursday and Friday this week and increased it for Sunday and Monday. The difference will not be all that significant relative to the forecast we talked about yesterday. It does look like southwestern parts of the nation may continue to be the driest, with moisture stress in some La Pampa and southwestern Buenos Aires locations. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 486, up 3/4, last trade up 1/4. July, 497.5, down 1, last trade down 1.25. At the Board of Trade in Chicago, March wheat opened at 458.5, unchanged, last trade down 1. July, 481.25, up 3/4, last trade down 0.5. December, $5.25, down 1/4, last trade down 3/4. March corn opened at 402, unchanged, last trade up 1.25. July, 420, down 1, last trade up 1. December, 394.5, down 0.5, last trade up 1.75. Take it out to May 2008, 407, up 1.5, last trade up 1.5. March beans opened at 739, down 1, last trade up 1.5. July, 768.5, down 1, last trade up 1. November, 791.75, up 1.25, last trade unchanged. March soybean meal opened at 211.80, down 60, last trade up 40. March soybean oil opened at 30.62, unchanged, last trade down 13. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. He's in for Pete Manhart of Bates, who is away this week. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we had, for the second consecutive session, new contract highs in soybeans. And the question is, where does this end? Are we looking at $7.50 nearby and $8 deferred?
Yeah, that seems to be the magic number when you sort of poll the analysts and the technicians and the cycle counts and so forth. It just suggested maybe this $7.50 basis the lead contract in the March and $8 in deferreds might be enough for now. The big support here over the last two trading sessions been the drop in the acreage, and also all eyes are on the soybean oil because it's alliance with the energy markets and so forth, and with crude oil sort of testing the $60 level, maybe it's time to sort of back and fill here for a little bit. But as a whole, the funds want to own the grain complex, so breaks in here are going to be bought, and suggest maybe some type of consolidation here as we go into the March 30th planting intention report.
You talk about consolidation. That's what the corn market has been doing for the last 3 weeks, moving sideways.
Yeah, basically when you watch this March corn, it closed at 402 there. It seems to dip below there and has the tendency to bounce out. The biggest thing is that when you look at the day chart, the chart gap we left after the January crop report, so I would think dips down in those levels will find support. You know, the bitter cold in the U.S. has increased feed consumption. Also, too, the corn's been watching the outside markets. But the overhanging fundamental fear or concern is the big acreage that the corn market could be looking at as we go into 2007, but that's yet to be determined.
All right, then. Let's have the calls for the grains this morning.
Basically, the trade's going with the higher overnight trades, looking for corn futures to open anywhere from a half to 1 cent higher, the beans one to one and a half higher, and the wheat's going to be about half to one lower. The wheat continues to struggle. We got a little technical selling that can enter here this morning. Also, too, we're seeing the excitement from winter kills go to the back seat, and plus exports continue to be sluggish.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to WILO Urbana, broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 9:01 Central Time.